Cliff, we are back by popular demand. Jamie was begging for us to come back. We had some people from Holland, I think, up on the Facebook page like, when will you be back? We are back. Episode a day, every day, through the 25th. Maybe we'll even do the bonus Boxing Day episode again.
I love the Boxing Day episode. It's one of my favorites. So, yeah, absolutely.
If you're binge listening, thank you. Appreciate it. I want to talk about photography, the gift of photography, Cliff. You are a photographer.
I have photographed before. That is correct.
I am romantically involved with a photographer. Small Business Saturday just happened, and I love the idea of Small Business Saturday being every single Saturday.
Absolutely.
And I love the idea of immortalizing our pets. I mean, I feel like we get all the pictures when they're a puppy, and then we get all the pictures when we realize they're starting to get older, and you miss out on that middle section of their lives. And I think it's so cool. I was reading about pet photography specifically online the other day, and I was like, yeah, why don't we do that? There's all of these local photographers. They might not specialize in pet photography, and they might specialize in action photography or engagement photos, but support local. I'm sure they'll, you know, pick out somebody whose portfolio in your town you like and hit them up and say, hey, can we do an hour or two with my dog? I would love to set that up. And it's a great gift for the family. Mm-hmm. And it's just kind of a beautiful thing. I mean, you get your kids' school photos every year. How long has it been since you've gotten some beautiful photos of your dog?
I mean, I took a really cute picture of my dog yesterday asleep in his bed with his tongue hanging out, but it's not really the same. That's not what you're talking about, but it was pretty cute. And I would guess that anywhere you live, if you just do a little bit of like Yelp searching, maybe Google searching, you could find a local pet photographer. There's got to be people that specialize in that, right? And that'd be a great gift for someone else too. Like, I mean, that's very much that the gift you give to someone who already has everything or you don't know what to buy for. Like, don't buy them lotions and a candle, buy them pet photography of their cat. Like, that'd be terrific. I would love that. Not my dog, because my dog is adorable yet evil. It would not be great, but other people's dogs would do great, and that'd be amazing. Or their cats, their parakeets.
Yeah. I guarantee that if you go on Facebook and you say, hey, looking for recommendations, does anyone know a pet photographer in the area? You'll probably get a lead that way, because somebody knows a photographer that's great, and it'll be great. So I highly recommend it, because I have middle-aged pets right now, and I was looking at the puppy photos that I had of them, and now I'm like, you know what? We need some photos again.
Yeah, no, that's absolutely true. That's very cool. I like that idea. It's good.
What do you have, Cliff?
Do you want to talk about not Christmas in Florida, but Christmas Florida?
So those is that a place?
It is a place. It is about, and I feel kind of dumb because I live very, very close to this place and I have not gone yet. But sometime between now and Christmas, I will go and I'll report back. I'll give you a Christmas Florida update. It's only like 25 miles from my house, or maybe only 25 minutes. It's essentially between Orlando and where they have rocket ships. So if you're on your way to NASA from Orlando, you can stop in Christmas, Florida. So it's right in the middle. And it's a little teeny town. It's like 1,100 people. And it's been around since like the early 1800s. It was originally a fort. So originally it was Fort Christmas, and it was called that because they like ended up there and started building the fort on Christmas Day in 1837, right?
Whoa.
Long time ago.
All this history, Cliff. You're such a genius with all the dates and everything.
I was a history major in college for a solid year and a half before I found out that history majors don't make any money. That's not a career path, really. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So unless you want to do like alien history and be on the Discovery Channel, which I'm not lying, that would be all right. Mm-hmm. Anyway, Christmas, Florida. So they have a post office there now, right? So the bonus is if you live around here like me, like I need to get my Christmas cards done, because I could take my Christmas cards to Christmas, Florida, and then all of my like canceled, you know, like the, you know, they cancel your stamps, it'll come from Christmas, Florida. And sometimes Santa's there. Not always, but sometimes Santa's there. But I really like the idea of, you know, like, it is very warm here right now, Heather. Like, I've been in my pool every day this weekend because it's heated, but also because it's quite warm. You know, like, we're not going to get snow here. We're not, you know, I'm putting out Christmas lights, but it's not, you know, there's a difference between putting out Christmas lights on your beautiful pine tree in your front yard and me putting out Christmas lights in the palm trees in my backyard. Like, that's, you know, so I think you have to get your Christmas where you can find it. And I think Christmas, Florida is exactly the place to do it. They also have roads that you can drive down. Cupid Road, Blitzen Road, and St. Nicholas Avenue. So it's good. It's good. I'll go and report back, right? I think it'll be fun. I need to get my Christmas cards together so I can send them from there, because I think that would be, you know, just a little extra dose of Christmas. And if you live in the general Orlando area, you can do that pretty easy. So it's close.
I feel like we should all just plan on going to Christmas, Florida on the Orlando trips, because how many people go down to Disney World and they didn't even know this existed, Cliff?
Exactly. It's just right there. And apparently it's Christmas all year round there. So even if you go down in, you know, June, you can do your Christmas in July in Christmas, Florida, because it's always decorated. Yeah. So I'll take some pictures. I'll put them on our Facebook. You know, it might be a week or two, but like, I can't get into Disney World between like the 18th of December and the 25th of December, or no, the 31st of December, because I only spent an outlandish amount of money on my passes, not an incredibly outlandish amount.
Blackout days.
Yeah, so I got like 2 weeks where I can't go to Disney World, and I don't want to go through withdrawals, so I have to do something else fun. So I'll go to Christmas, Florida, I'll take some pictures, I'll report back.
Excellent.